Good evening. Welcome to the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And on tonight's show, we're going to talk about homeschooling, some of the benefits of it. As some of you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter. Now, I haven't gone full blown into formal homeschooling with her just because of her age. I believe that too often our politicians and education experts and even advocates of early childhood education too often tend to they tend to want to push children between ages 2 and 4 into formal schooling before they're even ready to do it. And because I believe that, I just don't. Now, I am teaching her lessons throughout the week, but I don't do it in a way where she's sitting at a desk and she has a workbook open. I found that that doesn't work for her because of her age. She's also a very active little girl, and she's the type that's really not trying to sit still. She learns through play, and I believe that's standard for most kids between ages 2 and 4. Now, there are some exceptions. There are some kids who do well with doing coloring pages, or they'll read through some of the workbooks. But I found that I tried that with my daughter, and at this age, I don't feel she's quite ready developmentally for that. Now, this is not to say she doesn't know her alphabet. We're always singing songs about it. She'll look at different videos that deal with colors and shapes. And I have a few things that I print out from Pinterest, but most of these are pictures of the alphabet. They're pictures of numbers and shapes and colors. And I also use just real life to teach her lessons. And she learns through play, as I said. So that is why I'm not going full blown into a formal homeschooling method with her at this moment. But I do plan to do that at some point. But I probably won't get into a more structured, now I wouldn't say overly rigid, but I really believe I'm gonna probably lean towards the relaxed or eclectic homeschooling style. Now, I do like Charlotte Mason. I like the fact that they're focusing on living books and they encourage children to learn things on their own and to get out in nature and to have some time outside during the week. So those are two of the things that I like about the Charlotte Mason style of homeschooling. But I'm also a really big fan of relaxed homeschooling. And in recent days, I have been thinking about the idea of unschooling. So I'm starting to lean a little bit towards that as well. Although I think some structure is still important, I do like the idea of a relaxed an eclectic homeschooling style. So it seems like I'll be going in that direction with my daughter in about 1 or 2 years when she hits kindergarten age. But right now she's only 3, so primarily her homeschooling is learning through play and me talking to her throughout the week. So that's how she learns. So with that said, I'm just going to go over some of the advantages of homeschooling. We're going to go over 10 of them. So let's get started. So the first benefit of homeschooling is that kids will have a dedicated teacher who deeply cares about their well-being, and in addition, the parent will have plenty of time and resources necessary to educate the children. And because homeschooling is done on a one-on-one basis and for a long period of time during the day, the child will receive a quality education from someone who knows and loves him more than anyone else. Now, this is not to say that we don't have dedicated teachers in some of our public and private schools. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that because if you think about what happens in public schools, generally the class sizes are really not that small. They're a lot of times you might have maybe 20 something to maybe even 30 something students in one classroom. And then if you add to that, there's always going to be some students who act up, and the teacher will have to interrupt his instruction just to take care of some of the discipline issues. And because of the imbalance of teacher-student ratio, it can be very easy for some students to fall through the cracks and not receive the proper individualized attention that they need, especially those who are struggling with learning disabilities or those who have conditions such as autism. They might students in those situations could fall through the cracks in the public school system because of this. But with homeschooling, they students can will receive a lot more of the very lengthy, detailed, and specific instruction from their parents. So I see this as a very good benefit of homeschooling. And so we're gonna go to the second reason. And this ties into the first reason, but I listed this as a second.
is that kids can receive personalized education based on their interests, personality, and learning styles. They might not get this in a public school setting because of the heavy regulation of what teachers teach the students. So in other words, a lot of times when you go to a public schools, if your child is more of a visual learner, but according to the school district regulations or school policies, the teachers have to teach mostly really dry, boring textbooks, and where they're writing so much till their hands are hurting, or the focus is on auditory learning, or it could be some other type of instruction that just might not fit your child's learning style. And when your child ends up not doing well in certain classes, the teacher would sometimes some teachers, and I won't say all teachers do this, but there might be some teachers who just assume that your kid has a problem, or maybe they're disruptive when maybe that's not the case. It could be some other underlying issue, but some teachers might not be willing to be understanding of your concerns, and they may not really care that much about what your child's learning style is. In other words, a lot of times when you go to a public schools, you may not have the same kind of interest that as what they what as what is being promoted as far as what kids need to learn as far as state regulations or even federal standards. I know nowadays it's Common Core now, so just about every public school district has Common Core now, and there have been many parents who are concerned about it. And along with not just Common Core, but other issues with the school system, they feel that a lot of times the education is not tailored to their child's individual needs. And like I said, the learning styles. Because every child is different, every child learns differently, and not everybody's interests are the same out in every student. But with homeschooling, as the parent, you get the opportunity to tailor your child's education according to his learning style, according to his personality, as well as his learning style. And we combine all three of these to create your own unique curriculum that is just right for your child. That is part of the flexibility of homeschooling. So I mentioned that as a second reason. And we're going to go on to number three. This ties into number two, and that is freedom and flexibility. When I was a child, I grew up in a public school system. The only time I went to a private school was during my freshman year in high school. Then after that, I went on to a public high school. But for the majority of my life, I was in a public school. And I have memories of having to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, like clockwork. Even that, I think that is why to this day, I'm a morning person. It's hard for me to sleep late. It's hard for me to sleep till 12 noon and then get up and try to get things done because I've always done things in the morning or because I've always had to get up in the morning. I've had to train myself to wake up at the very earliest, 6 a.m., if not 5 sometimes, just so I can get ready for school. And I'll have to prep the night before, get my school uniform ready. My mom would do my hair the night before, then wrap my hair with a scarf, and I'll have to get everything else ready, make sure all my homework was completed, any field trip consent forms had to be signed the night before. It was heavily structured. Now, I'm not anti-structure. I think every child should have some structure. Even in homeschooling, it's good to have structure, and it's good to go according to a flexible routine. But what I'm saying is that one of the benefits of homeschooling is that you don't have to start class at 8 a.m. if you don't want to. If you and the kids are more mid-morning people, and you don't eat breakfast till 9 or 8:30. You can do that as a homeschooling family. You don't, it's not necessary. It just won't be necessary for homeschooling families to have to get up at 6 a.m. if they don't really need to get up that early. And that's what I love about that. It's the freedom and the flexibility to create even your own unique wake-up schedule and when you want to start class. I was looking at different videos that and they outlined their homeschooling routine. I've been doing that over the past few weeks. And there are some families who are into early, the really early homeschool routine. So they may start their class at 8 or 9. But then there are some homeschooling families, they don't really do their classes until well after 12 noon. And there are even some homeschooling families who start their classes going into early evening hours. So it depends. It depends on the family. For example, both parents may work outside their home, so the only time they can probably do their homeschooling is when they come home from work, or they might do a majority of their classes on the weekends. So you can do it that way, depending on the parent's schedule and anything that the children might be involved in, such as, they might be in soccer, do soccer practice. They may be involved in ballet or music lessons, some kind of activities. So you may have to schedule your classes
around that as well. But the flexibility is there. So that's what I love about that. So I put that as the third reason why homeschooling is very beneficial. And so we're going to go on to number four. And I have here that it gives parents to pass on their values to their children in a meaningful way without restrictions. And that's another thing that is so important for many families who are choosing to homeschool their children. A lot of times parents have certain they may have a what some people call a family vision for their children. They have a vision for their kids. There are things that they want to teach their children that are not always going to be welcome in a public school system. For me, I'm a Christian, so I want to pass on the faith to my daughter. That would be very difficult to do if we're in a public school setting. Although in a Christian school, that it may be much better if that were the case. But with homeschooling, you can especially do that. There's so many resources where you can pass on your faith to your kids, or even if you even for those who are not religious homeschooling families, they may have a more secular approach to homeschooling. There's even they may pass on the secular values that they have to their children through homeschooling. But that is just one of the that's just one of the good things about this is that whatever values that you may have, if there's any life lessons that you really want to make sure that you're adamant about teaching your children, you can do it in a way that gives you freedom. You don't have to worry about the teachers or the principal saying, no, you can't teach this. This is not something this goes against our handbook or anything like that. You don't even have to worry about that as a homeschooling family. So that's one wonderful thing about homeschooling as well. And I'm going to go over to the fifth reason, and I put homeschooling is affordable. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, how is it How is homeschooling affordable when you have these high prices for homeschool curriculum and the box sets and some can cost up to 40, 50 something dollars? Well, that is true. That is absolutely true. But there are still ways that you can save costs, save a, quite a quite a few hundreds of dollars off your homeschooling expenses. I'm doing some research on that right now, actually, and I came across some really helpful tips. So I'm going to mention that now. One of the best resources that you can use as a new homeschooling family is the library. I mean, you won't believe all of the things that you're going to find in here. There's DVDs, I'm talking about educational DVDs, and some are not educational, but you can still learn about history and science. You know, it's amazing how you can actually learn you can learn things about science even from a non-fiction movie or a biopic about a certain scientist, because you could learn about what was going on during the time that the scientist had done all these amazing things. You know, what were some of the great movements of his time? What was happening in the culture that he lived in during that time? And then you can take some tidbits that you learned from that and do further research by checking out some library books based on that scientist's life and the era that he lived in. So all of that can you can turn that into what is known as a unit study. And that's actually that can be done in an affordable way as well. So the library is a very important resource if you want to do homeschooling and on a budget. I would say the library. You can check out DVDs, you can check out a ton of books on just one subject, and you can conduct a lesson during that whole week, all the way up until the time you have to bring the books back. And by the time you bring the books back to the library, you would have completed a whole study just on that one topic, just based on the library books, and you save money that way. Also, you can purchase used curriculum. Somebody used homeschool curriculum now. You can purchase it on Facebook, sometimes eBay, or a variety of different homeschooling websites where they sell used curriculum for a really good price. So I would look into that as well. If you know of any homeschooling families and they're not using their curriculum anymore, and the grade levels that they have are actually all the grade levels that your children are in right now, I think it would be a good idea to talk to them and ask about borrowing it, or they might be willing to give it just to give it to you if they don't need it anymore. So that's another option that you have. Another thing you can do is take a look at some of the printables and worksheets and coloring pages and inexpensive activities that you will find on Pinterest. Pinterest is an excellent and affordable resource for homeschooling, just for those reasons. You can get all kind. I mean, just the other day, I looked at so many worksheets and coloring pages dealing with shapes and colors and numbers for preschoolers. I can just imagine what they have for elementary school kids and even high schoolers, but I saw a lot for
for children my daughter's age and up until what age 5, I saw a variety of activities and it was just amazing. And another thing you can do it to really make homeschooling affordable too is to just use everyday life as you use the world as your classroom. Use your everyday experiences, real world experiences as your classroom. That's one of the benefits of homeschooling. Learning doesn't have to just come from reading dry textbooks for a good 1 or 2 hours. You can use real life experiences, and I'll give a few examples. Just going to the bank or doing banking online. That can be a math lesson. If you're balancing your checkbook or writing out a check, that's home economics, life skills. If you're gardening, that makes for a good science lesson. If you're cooking and baking, you can combine that. That could be a combined home economics, math, and science all together. Just cooking and baking right there. If you're teaching your children how to deep clean, if they're teenagers, and you're showing them how to deep clean their room or how to deep clean the kitchen and the refrigerator, that would fall into the home economics category. Or if you're teaching them how to conduct research and how to find the right job that meets their interests and so on, that's career development right there. So that can actually serve as a career development elective right there. So just using real life experiences as their classroom, that's another way you save money too. And it's very rewarding because they're learning all these things from you, the parent. And with that said, we're going to take a short break and I'm going to continue with the rest of the benefits of homeschooling. All right, welcome back. I'm the Hipster Mama, and tonight we've been talking about some of the advantages of homeschooling. So we're going to go right into part two of it, and we're going to start off with number six. And one benefit of homeschooling is that parents can incorporate life skills into their kids' education. There was a time when home economics was taught in public schools and maybe even some private schools. There were carpentry classes, woodworking. There were even classes dealing with automobiles and mechanic work. Just all kinds of skills that would normally be taught in a trade school. Some of these were even incorporated into the high school curriculum in decades past. Now we're seeing less and less of that. And so one of the benefits of homeschooling is that the parents can teach a variety of life skills to their children and just make it a natural curriculum. I listed just a few skills. I mentioned a little bit in reason number five, but I'll just go into a little bit more since this benefit is dealing with life skills. For example, sewing. If you think about sewing right now, that is now a lost art almost. If not a completely lost art, I wouldn't say completely, but that is one skill that many, many teens are not being taught now in a public school system and in some cases even at home. And so and while we're on that topic, if you have if your kids if your kids have grandparents who are skilled at some of the old school life skills that maybe you're not quite skilled in, I think it's good to involve them in the homeschooling process just for that reason. Because there may be skills that the grandparents and great grandparents and just all kinds of different skills that they can still, while they're still alive, that they can pass on to the next generation. So when so don't forget to involve the grandparents, great grandparents, involve aunts and uncles, older cousins, nieces, nephews, who anyone else, any extended family. But don't forget to include them because they play. I really believe they can play an important role in teaching your children really great life skills that they can take with them for years to come. And not only that, it just helps them bond too. And so that's just while I'm on the topic, when I talked about sewing, I wanted to mention that. Also, deep cleaning, then there's cooking, job preparation, marriage preparation. Especially if you're homeschooling on teenagers, you want to teach them about what is the right foundation for marriage, what is it really about, and counteract some of the twisted messages that Hollywood sends them regarding marriage and family. So that's why I included that as part of life skills training as well for homeschooling. Also, how to fix any issues with your car and street smarts. It's just not enough to have academic smarts or book smarts, as they say. It's also important to use common sense. It's important to still have some street smarts about you because we are living in an increasingly dangerous world, unfortunately. And so
parents, or it's so important for parents to teach their kids safety rules, teach them street smarts, teach them how to know when they're being deceived by other people. All the lies that they might be told, either by friends or fake friends, how to distinguish fake friends from real friends, what to look for in a potential partner, what are some dating red flags, and that goes for both men and women, how they can spot red flags in dating, how to navigate the world of work, how to deal with co-workers who are jealous, how to deal with manipulative managers on a job. All of these important life skills it are really a really good benefit of homeschooling, because the parents and as well as other extended family members will be able to teach this and also teach it for as long as they like. So in other words, if they want to dedicate 2 or 3 weeks to a certain life skill, that they will have the freedom to do that in a homeschooling environment, unlike a public school environment, and maybe even in private schools where they may not dedicate as much time to certain life skills. The parents will be able to dedicate more time to those skills in a homeschooling environment. So we're going to go on to number seven. Another benefit of homeschooling is that you don't have to deal with common school issues such as school shootings, bullying, not just from the students, because there have been cases where the teachers would treat the children would treat certain students badly. If we look at the situation, even with sexual assault and molestation between teachers and students nowadays, that's on the rise. It's just so many things happening. And if that's not enough, that there's also school politics. You don't even have to worry about that if you're homeschooling. Because you think about a majority of public schools nowadays, it just seems like every few months or so, there's teachers going on strike for whatever reason, and it just disrupts those environment. Although there are substitutes in their place, but at the same time, you have the ongoing bureaucracy and school politics that is affecting the kids in not the best way. It's not always good. But when you are homeschooling, you can avoid a lot of those issues. You don't have to. In a sense, there all of us are dealing with it, even if we are homeschooling families, because we may hear about it on the news. We may have relatives who are in public schools, so it can affect us indirectly. But as far as your student directly having to deal with that, with homeschooling, you're able to remove your kid from any toxic environments that could happen in a public school setting. So that's number seven. And also, there's also a lot of times with in the public schools, there's also pressure to conform to a certain standard. In other words, your child just can't be himself a lot of times when he or she goes to a public school, because there's always this pressure to conform to this standard or learn, or in other words, students all have to they all gonna have they would be expected to all learn the same way and take their tests the same way, make the same type of grades. So there's really no room for being an individual. There's no room for creativity, no room for learning the things that you really want to learn as a student, because everything is basically uniform. Everything is just about conformity and regurgitate some facts and memorize whatever's in a textbook, and then you get a certain amount of points on standardized tests. And how can we call that truly educating children? In my opinion, that's we're not really educating them. We're just training them to be conformists. We're training them for a worker bee type situation where they grow up to not have an opinion of their own. They're taught not to question. They're not taught to think critically about things. They're taught not to disagree, even in some cases with the teachers or even with what the principal is doing as far as rules, or you just taught to conform and don't stand out. Just do what you're told and that's it. And it's that type of education that it stifles a child's growth. And this is why a lot of times you may hear stories of kids sometimes, or as adults now, but they talked about the days when they were in school, how they felt that they didn't learn much from school. They felt like it was one of the most boring places they've ever been to. It's for reasons like this. But with homeschooling, it's the opposite. You have that freedom to be yourself, because your parents, they want you to be the best you can be, and they want you to grow. They want you to cultivate your interests, and so you can really be yourself in a homeschooling environment, and you don't have all this pressure to conform to just one standard and that every student has to follow, and you just and you can't even be an individual. So that's what I put for number seven. Also, number eight, homeschooling can especially help kids with certain learning disabilities or who may have conditions such as autism or ADHD or any other kind of condition that could make it a struggle for them to learn the right way. I have a good friend, and her daughter has autism, and even now she has been expressing her frustration with the school system. She has been explaining to me the ways in which she and her daughter are not getting a lot of support from the principal and many times from the teachers, and this is really sad. This is really sad, and it shouldn't even be this way. I know I'm going into rant mode here, but it shouldn't even be this way. It shouldn't be where if your child has a certain learning disability or if they have a certain condition that may cause them to have to be to require to have to learn or to be taught things a different way, where and now they go to the class and teachers are not trying to help them. Instead, they do the opposite, or they may single them out, or blame the parents even. And it's just when it's really not the parents' fault. It's the parents are doing everything they can, but in some cases, teachers are not collaborating with their parents. They're not trying. The teachers are not trying to work together with the parent to come up with a feasible plan where their child can get the best education in spite of the condition that they have. And unfortunately, in some schools across the country, students with autism or other learning disabilities get left out. It happens. They end up falling through the cracks, and they don't get as much support as those who don't have those conditions. But with homeschooling, the parent can tailor the education to the child's needs so that the child can learn and thrive and grow and be creative and still be the best person he can be in spite of the situation that he's in spite of his condition. He can still thrive and succeed in spite of that. And so I believe that's what homeschooling can do, especially for those who are dealing with certain medical conditions or learning disabilities. And also the parents will have more patience. And now this is not to say that sometimes in homeschooling situations, parents won't lose their patience. It happens. It does. We're just going to be real. It does happen. But in general, with students who have learning disabilities, their parents are actually more likely to show as much patience as possible, as opposed to if they were to go to a school, maybe the teacher would not be as understanding of the child's condition. They would just automatically say that they're failing, and automatically say that they're not capable of this, or maybe you should consider putting them in special ed, and that's for another episode. But there's also been some studies that talk about how quickly kids are labeled as somebody as those needing to go to special education when that may not even be the case, but they're unfairly placed into special education. So that's another thing you have to deal with if your child has a disability. They maybe let's learn this, but it may not be anything that's just maybe they just learn it. Or for example, if they have dyslexia, they may have to learn things, they may have to be taught things in a different method. But instead of the teachers taking time out to be patient with the child and work hard and work with them, they just dismiss them and tell the parents, well, maybe your child needs to go to special education, instead of doing what they can to be there for that child. And that's really sad. So, but that's my rant. So anyway, homeschooling can really help those with learning disabilities. And number nine, another benefit of homeschooling is that there is a stronger family bond. If we look at when the kids come home from school, sometimes they can be really cranky. They had a long day in school. Maybe they were dealing with bullies that day, or they were dealing with teachers who just were not fair to them. They may have been dealing with a lot of other things. Maybe they were stressed out. They're dealing with anxiety about upcoming standardized tests. So by the time they make it home from school and they're dealing with all of these issues at school, they may take it out on their parents and their siblings. They may become isolated, withdrawn. And in severe cases, they may even feel suicidal, depending on whatever situations they're dealing with in school. So they're just not really in a mood to bond with family members. Maybe they won't be as willing to express how they feel to family members. It's just because it's so much on their plate, whatever it is they're dealing with at school. But with homeschooling, since they're spending a majority of the day with their parents and siblings, there is a much stronger family bond that happens because they're together all the time and they learn how to be together all the time. And that's the thing with public schools. And I was watching the video and that made me think about this. And I didn't think about this until really recently, but the thing about with the thing about parent that as far as the parent-child bond is that a lot of times when you hear when it gets to mid-July and August, sometimes going into early September, you may hear all these different jokes. Oh, I can't wait to my kids go to school. Yay! And it's almost as if the parents just get so excited that their kids are going back to school. And it's like, I don't know. It's just to me, it's as if the parents are just celebrating the fact that their kids are going to be away at school for a majority of the time, and that the kids are going to spend more time with the teachers than their own parents. And that is that seems. And I don't. I would actually have a problem with that. Now that I think about, now that I really think about it. And I'm thinking about the time that I'm having now, bonding with my daughter, learning how learning her interests, learning her personality, what gets her upset, what makes her happy, and having daily conversations with her, eating with her, teaching her all the important skills. When if you think about the amount of time your kid spends in school, talking about every day with the exception of holidays and weekends and summer. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of hours, and a lot of times the teachers and students become more like a family than even the parents and siblings, and that's not always good. I think sometimes what schooling does many times is that it sometimes puts a rip, it puts like a puts a dent in the parent-child relationship. Not all the time. Now there are some students who are educated in the schools, and that doesn't happen. But there's also the chance that there could be less of a strong family bond when parents are used to not they're used to their kids not being home most of the day. They're used to their kids being somewhere else for a few hours. Then, because if you look at it, if your kids is in school, they're probably the main time you might see them is after school, nighttime, weekends, and holidays for the most part. All the other day, all the other and yet all the rest of the day, you maybe early in the morning probably before they go to school. And if both parents are working, then that's even less time that they have to bond with their kids. But with homeschooling, the parents and children really get to have this strong bond. They really do. I was looking at different videos about families who talk about the difference between when their kids they notice a stark difference when they brought their kids home to homeschool them and when they took them out the public school system is that when their kids returned home they slowly started to see things improve. They were a lot more respectful towards their parents and siblings. They were more willing to communicate with their family members and it was just great. It has been a good experience overall in their homeschooling journey. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that as well. And I'm gonna go into the last reason is that it's an overall fun experience. Homeschooling doesn't have to be, I think a lot of times, especially for those of us who are on our way to doing that or new or brand new homeschoolers, we tend to think that we have to bring the school experience to the house. In other words, we need to bring the public school home. And that's not always a good idea because your kid just might not like it, and then you may get frustrated. And so, in fact, it's even recommended that the new homeschoolers have a period of de-schooling before they transition into a regular homeschooling routine and start looking at curriculum. They recommend a time when they just let their kids just go through an unschooling period before they go into their regular homeschooling year, before they even get started. Because what it does is it gets you and the child out of the school mindset and transition into the freedom and flexibility that you now have as a homeschooling family. So they do recommend that. And just most importantly, homeschooling should be fun. You don't want to spend your homeschooling week just looking at textbooks, sitting at a desk, and writing a whole bunch of sentences on the chalkboard as if you were in school. The purpose of homeschooling is not to recreate school and then just bring it, just take it home with you. It's to take full advantage of all of the freedoms that come with homeschooling. And I was looking at her video, and she really made me think about that. And I didn't think about that before, because prior to that, I thought, well, if we think about homeschooling, maybe we have to do the whole public school. We got to do the grade levels here. We have to do, or does that mean we do the exact same thing, but we're just doing it at home? And that's not the case. Actually, there are some homeschooling families. They don't consider themselves traditional homeschooling families. They consider themselves unschooling families. In other words, that there's not a ton of structure, but they're still teaching. They're still, I mean, the kids are still learning, but they're basing it on what their kids are interested in, and they have regular conversations with them, and they use the world as their classroom. They use real life experiences as the classroom, instead of just sitting at a desk and reading books that they may not even care about. So that's the unschooling approach. And with that said, I just this is just something to encourage anybody who is interested in homeschooling, those who are really considering it, although even if you're on the fence about it, this is just something to maybe get you started in researching it more, so you can get a better idea of what homeschooling is about, some of the benefits of it, and how you can get started. And also I want to mention that homeschooling is legal in all 50 states. However, each state has different laws regulating homeschooling. So before you even think about buying curriculum, before you come up with your mission statement and anything like that, you want to make sure that you're legal, that you stay legal as far as stay within the boundaries of your state's laws regarding what you should do as a new homeschooler. You want to make sure you do that. And with that said, this is the Hipster Mama, and until the next podcast, everyone have a blessed night.